And now, Talking Sport with Zach McLean.
We just call him Zach, though, because he just wants a one-word name as well. Hello, Zach.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Very, very well. Well, it's been about an hour later. I'm still trying to get over this game from Suncorp Stadium. Amazing.
I'm still shaking. Cowboys 21-20, and Jonathan Thurston's done it again. So last week, he kicked a field goal, and hits the crossbar, and ends up coming down and score a try, and they beat the Raiders. Mm. This week, he's kicked the field goal. It's been successful, and they've beaten the Broncos in the second half of Golden Point. It's a rematch of the 2015 Grand Final, and they did the exact same thing. But what an incredible game. It's all Broncos early in the first half. Ben Hunt playing the game of his life after a week of being heavily criticised. Mm. But the Cowboys bring it back, and Jonathan Thurston is the man to do it again. Funnily enough, he scores 2,000 points tonight.
Yeah. Mm.
The sixth player to do so. The fifth player was Cam Smith, who did it in the game before against the Warriors.
Isn't that incredible? In the history of rugby league, that is, only six players have gone over 2,000 points, and two of them happened tonight.
It's a rarity.
In the same night.
Casualty ward, unfortunately, building, though, for the Cowboys. They paid a big price for that win. Matt Scott, suspected ACL. Mm. Lachlan Coote, suspended torn calf. And Antonio Winterstein, suspected fractured forearm.
Broken arm, yeah. It came in the 13th minute of the game as well. So big cost for the Cowboys, but they'd be loving getting that win, especially at Suncorp Stadium. And many people, including myself, tipped Brisbane to get up.
Well, I don't like to brag, but I tipped the Cowboys. I'm actually 10 from 11 to start the season.
I think yeah. You do like to brag, Luke.
And you know which game screwed me over last week? Your Dragons, Julian King.
Oh, when the Saints. Yeah, I didn't tip them either, though, mate.
I actually tipped the Dragons last week, and I had a margin of 15. So I thought I was pretty on the money.
What about you?
We've all got one fluke in us, mate.
Indeed.
That's now, one fluke of the season.
Indeed. In the earlier game, Melbourne, too good for New Zealand. A very wet Mount Smart Stadium, 26 points to 10. They're 2 from 2 to start the season. The Storm. From the highs of rugby league, Zach, to the lows of rugby league, the NRL today terminating the registration of West Tigers player Tim Simona.
I mean, this is a huge decision, but it's one we did see coming, guys. I mean, Todd Greenberg says today that it's very hard to imagine Simona will ever return to the game. So they haven't sacked him for life. It's not an official life ban. But they've deregistered his contract, which effectively means that every club in the NRL who wants to play or sign Simona has to actually apply, can we get this guy's contract registered? But today, Todd Greenberg literally said that it'd be very hard to see them ever approving that request, which means even in 6 or 8 years, a club could say, hey, we want to play Tim Simona with our club, and the NRL could just say, no, the punishment's still ongoing. So I feel bad for Simona in one way, that there's not a definite rule, you know, the 5-year ban, an 8-year ban, and a life ban. But at the same time, what he did was so unethical, to bet against your own team, to bet against players scoring against your own club.
Yep.
Maybe he deserves it.
I think it'd be hard pressed to find any sympathisers, Tim Simona. But I hate this word unlikely. I know they're worried about, I suspect, legal ramifications, yeah. But it muddies the message, does it not? I mean, it sounds like the door's ajar when, in reality, it's probably slam shut.
I agree. I think Greenberg should have been a little bit more definite in saying today that Simona has been banned for life. It would make it more concrete for Simona and for everyone else. It would let him know that there's no chance. But now, I reckon every year he'll be trying to get back into the game. There'll be clubs every now and then that might try and get his contract renewed. The NRL should make it a bit more definite than just saying that it's unlikely he'll ever be back into the game. But I don't know. That's just me, my opinion. But I think it should be a bit more of a concrete rule. But what he did was quite terrible. I mean, betting on opposition players to score against him that he was personally marking. If I was a Tigers player playing with Simona in those games, I'd be feeling, you know, quite angry that my player was actually my teammate was betting on my team to lose.
Agreed. Absolutely.
Very, very quickly, Zach. A-League, Sydney FC, one step closer to the Premier's plate. What happened tonight?
They are 1-0 victory against the Mariners. Right. Philippe Holosko has scored again, his 7th goal of the season. So it's quite a very dour match. I mean, not the best football you could have seen, but they keep marching on the Sky Blues. A 14-point gap between them and the second-place Melbourne victory.
You think it's all wrapped up. Thanks, Zach. We'll chat to you next week.
Chat to you next week.